Get straight, wait here while I try to find the exit sign. When will you stop asking strangers? No one wants what we want. Keep one eye on the door, keep one eye on the bag. Never expect to be sure. You're working for the police, the private, pirates, the pilots. Fingerprinted, waiting for the train. The doctor, the writer, the hairdresser. Felt up and fingerprinted, waiting for the train. Lord, Lord, Mother, we are all losing love. Lord, listen, Lover, we are all missing Mama. Lord, Lord, Mother, we are all losing love. Lord, listen, Lover, we are all missing something. I don't got
everyone, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have guests. We start in with a metric of the week with The Police and the Private from the album Live It Out. A little bit slower and on the track, but still one of my favorites. We have some guests in the station. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? You can introduce you on your DJ names or introduce you as your name. It's whatever you desire.
Hello, I'm David.
What if we do like major?
Will you do your major?
What's your name, your major?
And your favorite flavor of ice cream.
What's your favorite dairy product?
I'm David, I'm a math and physics major. My favorite flavor of ice cream is peppermint.
That's a good flavor.
I almost thought you said pepperoni.
Wait, peppermint as opposed to peppermint chip or peppermint?
I don't know what the difference is. And I'm changing my answer to pepperoni.
Like meat flavored ice cream?
Yes.
I try it once.
I mean, I've had lobster flavored ice cream. It was pretty good, but I'm just weird.
Wait, does it taste like lobster or does it taste like vaguely something savory but mostly sugar?
It kind of did taste like buttery lobster. Like it was like it was like vanilla ice cream with like actual bits of like lobster in it.
Oh.
And like I liked it, but then again, I like a lot of weird things.
You know they have mayo flavored ice cream?
I don't like regular mayo, so I...
Can you unsay that, please?
It exists. Or also ketchup, too.
I'd try that, because I'd try most things once. But, okay, I am Blue. I am a biology major, and my favorite flavor of ice cream is coffee, especially if there's, like, chocolate chips in it.
Oh, that one's really good. Like, the, like, chocolate, like, mocha crunches?
Yes, the mocha crunch ice cream is definitely my favorite.
Oh, so good. JP Licks has a great version.
I've had it before. It is very good.
Yes.
I'm Bikai. I almost introduced myself by my other Smash username.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm not going to say my other name, but I'm a mechanical engineer, currently a senior. My favorite flavor of ice cream is chocolate.
Oh, it's actually like the it is good. It is the step of normal above vanilla, I feel like.
Although cookies and cream is a close second.
That's true. It's definitely like if you were to like tier ice cream flavors of like you have like vanillas being your, like your baseline.
Yep.
I feel like that's like it's in like there's like niche, there's like exciting, which I think chocolate and cookies and the cream get.
And then there's safe.
Yeah, then you get like safe. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on vanilla? I mean not thoughts on strawberry.
I don't like most ice creams.
I like every kind of ice cream I've tried, so I'd be happy with anything. I think mayo ice cream is the most upsetting thing I've ever heard. It might be the one ice cream flavor I've heard of that I would not like.
Okay. I would try mayo ice cream just because I like mayo.
You actually like mayo?
Yeah.
I don't like mayo.
I mean, I wouldn't eat it by the spoonful, but I would put it on my I would put it on my sandwich, you know.
Or a burger. The sheer idea of someone just
I did that with mustard as a kid because I loved the taste of mustard.
Actually, mustard's better, but I'm gonna play some music because
I would rather eat a spoonful of mayo than mustard.
I did hard disagree.
Yeah, same.
I don't even think it would be that bad. I just straight up do it. Problems on my mind. I've got a question for him. Why you falsify all of my blessings? Morning comes to those who rise. I've got my lessons from you. From you. I needed some headspace. Who I hope you don't mind some time apart. Need to get out my own. Stress on 10, wait, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and my flex too stress, wait, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and my stress on 10, wait, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and my flex too stress, wait. Trust me when I say that I need a break, I need a pause, need some headspace. Better keep your distance when you step, hey. Find it hard to cope, I need to let go of the stress, hey. Yes, I need me a minute to breathe and control my feelings. So then my brain don't diminish. I've been records, I've been bullying for a second from getting these girls offended to me, spazzing out on records, goddamn. I've been on my tippy toes, telling myself take it slow, cause life moves too fast, kinda gets me by the. Can't wait till we all start to love each other, whoa. Damn. I look at the time, it's 4 a.m. I need to rewind. If only I could, then it's gonna be fine. But who am I kidding, man? I'm in it. I ain't fought to any villain. Everybody, watch out. Forget the Magadan in Metropolitan. Living in Comic Con, looking for truth. Might be with Mama San, singing for Ramadan. Walking the prophet dance, missing the food. This is an entree, a dinner for two. Just pass me the chicken, my soul needs all the soup. This isn't the cosplay, it's serious heart strain. I'm moving a long way from dealing with you.
Me and Mike stress on 10 way, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and Mike flex too stress, wait, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and Mike stress on 10 way, hold up. All I really need is some headspace, hold up. Me and Mike flex too stress, wait.
In here, boop. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed this last chorus of songs. That was like, that song was a lot shorter than I thought it was, and so I was like chill. I always do that with like instrumentals, like I always assume they're really short, I mean really long, like
yeah.
6 minutes long, you know.
Mm-hmm. As someone who's played in bands and orchestras and stuff, they usually are extremely long.
I feel like it's also shorter when you're playing the music yourself, because you're going through the sheet music.
Yeah.
And you know where
yeah.
you are.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, we had Billy Davis with Headspace. This is a 2019 new single. I found this while going through the Australian R&B genre. It's actually pretty good. I don't know anything else about Billy Davis. But Bikai was the one who suggested this next one. Why don't you introduce it?
Yeah, so that was the second movement of the first Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst. This is a very, very famous symphony, so to say, for wind ensemble. Before this was released, like, wind ensemble music wasn't really taken seriously, but this was mm-hmm. the first major like symphonic work composed for wind ensemble.
Oh,
and
wow.
I played this piece when I was in high school in an honor band, so that's why I decided to share it with you guys tonight.
Oh, what instrument did you play?
The bassoon.
That is awesome.
I remember messaging you once really randomly, like last week. But also, we have another guest. I remember messaging Whoa. You like last week randomly about whether or not you played, like what instrument you played.
Yeah.
We were basically, I was trying to figure out what you did, and I totally did not guess bassoon. Also, we have a guest.
Hi. Can we shift headphones down? If that one.
Okay.
Responds
to. Okay, well.
Wait. Oh gosh, why are there so many?
What pairs of headphones?
For exactly this scenario, it seems. Anyway, it's DJ Tuesday. That's who that is. I'm a little scattered. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing fine.
Straight chilling, man.
Yeah, we're just vibing.
Yeah, I did. I'm so glad. I actually did add your. I thought you would be here, so I put it in. So
I still have card access. Don't know how.
Me neither. And you know what? It's fine.
Did you retire?
You shouldn't.
I very suddenly and definitively retired, and then immediately my friend suggested, like, hey, we should get a radio show next semester, and like. didn't do the sub hours, didn't do the QC.
You should do QC this semester.
Will it, like, still...
It won't count for this semester, but it'll count for next semester.
Yes.
So, you should do your QC.
Fair.
Nice.
As
it will probably be this show, to be honest.
I swear to gosh. You can't... You should narc on me. You should... I'm actually gonna switch this. Actually, yes, we'll do this. We're gonna put on some music, and we will talk to you soon. Why is this like this? Okay, 1 minute. Let's try this again.
We're
experiencing technical difficulties. Here we go.
This would never happen to DJ Pending.
Like stop. That.
Thank you. tips touching the tops of hell.
Here we go. All right, we're getting back on here. Hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. First one was Blues Pick. Why don't you tell us about it?
It was called Welcome Home by Radical Face. I found it in my forays into music on YouTube, and I've been listening to it obsessively for the past few days because I very much like it. I think it was from the early 2000s.
Actually, fun. Was it? It says 2009. Yeah.
Oh, man. People were talking about it on YouTube like it was this early 2000s ancient relic, but I guess time is kind of like donked up right now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how time passes.
We're almost in the 2020s.
We are. No, we it's are like two a month months. And a half.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited. I'm ready for a new decade.
Whew.
The 90s were 30 years ago.
LOLOL.
I'm going to be 22 in a month and a half.
I don't know.
Maybe more like a month and a few days.
I'm going to be 22 in less than a month.
Gosh, I'm going to be 22 weird. In a year. Hey,
yo. Hey, we actually,
you made it just in time.
Did yeah, you I finished introducing guests? My song.
Yeah.
Here, hey. Here, you can have the mic.
Song was, Heart of Me, Evan Diem.
Oh.
Ben?
Ben? Hello, we have guests.
Oh,
you need chairs.
We need chairs.
You need chairs.
Can we move couch?
We have so
couch?
Many people.
No, we can't move
Don't
couch.
Move couch.
It's Rose's not a radio couch. Hour is, not movable. Is the best radio hour.
Oh, yeah, we have so many. All right.
Excuse me, DJ
One, two,
Tolstoy.
Three, four, five, six.
Six oh guests.
Seven people. Math.
Seven people in here. Okay, guys. What's your name? What's your name / DJ name? What's your major? And what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I'm DJ Remedy. My major is looking great. And my favorite flavor of ice cream is probably Rocky Road.
That's actually very
Can
good.
Can confirm she looks great.
Oh my God, thank you.
Aww.
She has a solid hat.
Thank you.
Name's Patrick. DJ name, non-existent.
DJ non-existent?
Yeah. That's a really cool
That's
DJ
so
name.
That's
legendary.
Metal, dude.
Major, advanced common sense. what was it? Ice cream.
It's crazy.
Rocky Road and mint chip.
Oh,
you have good taste.
So you actually got a double on both because earlier, did you have a DJ name or is it just?
You had
what,
one.
What, David?
Yeah, you're just David. You're just David. Yeah. DJ no, David. Well,
you know DJ, said, just David.
Just David.
And the only alias I've ever used was when I was on DJ Pending's show, where my name was Asian.
You were Mayhem. God. You were DJ Mayhem.
No, I was Turmoil.
Turmoil.
Okay, Turmoil, Mayhem, they're synonyms. I think I've been DJ Jedi and DJ Blue in the past.
You know, you could just be a David jockey.
DJ.
That's your DJ.
DJ.
This is funny because Jay isn't his last
Jen
initial.
Is actually majoring in terrible puns.
That's pretty good.
So what songs have we missed and or what like friendship bonding experiences?
You missed me playing Welcome Home for the 100th time in the past few days.
You missed mayo ice cream.
Oh God, not upsetting. Mayo ice cream.
You missed me saying how I just straight up eat a spoonful of mayo.
See, okay, I respect you. I respect that. Mayo is good. I don't know that I would eat a spoonful of it.
Was it not on the regular just to try it out for
the
experience?
Oh, okay. That's fair. Then, yeah, yeah.
Will you?
I have.
What?
No.
Let's go.
I don't want to think
Jen,
about
this.
We should
be friends.
We should be.
We ought to be.
No. All right, I'm going to put some music on before...
You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to sometimes I sit and all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could forever until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, I love whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's the song of the count. I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh yeah, I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, I love f***. Whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's his song. Oh, the count.
I know I'm not the only one. dragging you down with backflips. I'm upside down.
Boink, 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 boink.
It's bringing up.
God, okay, Dave, we're back. Talk about your song.
Yes, so that was The Song of the Count by Neil Cicierega. And it is completely family friendly because all the bad words have been censored.
Yeah, that's, what bad you're not words? Wrong.
Count.
Yes, such profane content in Safe Harbor.
So profane, we can say count on public radio.
But only when it's a verb. It's a noun, it's fine. It's just when it's a verb that we've got to watch out.
Certain verbs. Also, the next one was something I snuck in there, which is I Know I'm Not the Only One by Tegan and Sarah. Their newest album, Hey, I'm Just Like You. Such a good song. I really love this new album. It's very good. And I've loved Tegan and Sarah since, like, gosh, maybe elementary school, because I would listen to Back in Their Head, Back in Your Head on the college Emerson radio. I know.
That is impressive.
Yeah, my mom is hipper than I am, and I'm ashamed.
If you could only listen to Tegan or Sarah, which one would you choose?
Tegan.
Why is that?
You know why.
Yeah, we know why.
Thanks, thank you. Thanks, DJ Tuesday. Hey, do you want to read a PSA?
What time is it? Is it time for a PSA?
It's time for a PSA.
It's time to.
It was a very pathetic attempt at something. I'm not sure what.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. PSA. Numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Hold on. Public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Hold on, did you say it incarcerates 24% of its prisoners? Because I would argue it incarcerates 100% of its prisoners.
No, it incarcerates 24% of the world's prisoners.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
That makes sense. I don't think we incinerate them.
I'm sorry, the words are pretty similar.
I like that it's such a directionless PSA. It's just like, yeah, the government's
consider
bad.
Consider these numbers.
Consider these numbers. How do you feel about them?
Negatively.
Yeah.
Government bad.
We live in a society.
Banksy. Let's just keep free word associating for
bottom
the next
text.
Bottom text. Oh, God.
I still haven't seen Joker.
My brother's seen it and he keeps saying I need to see it, but I don't need any more reasons to be sad.
The kind I saw Joker.
Is Joker a tragedy?
Or is it a comedy?
It's all a joke!
Criminals created Batman, but society created the Joker.
Who listens to this?
My grandparents sometimes.
Oh, yay! Hello, Tolstoy's grandparents.
They're from
Seattle.
I hope
you enjoyed the Count song.
I think they'd get a kick out of it. Let me see how many. Let's check Shoutcast. 12. We have a new one.
Yeah. We love all 12 of you.
Yeah, all 12. So in this case, the fact that we've shifted the numbers means that someone else is listening to us right now that wasn't here before. So
that's a number to think about.
It could be Neil Cicierega himself.
Oh my God, yeah.
If only.
That'd be really great. If you're Neil Cicierega, can you like call in like right now?
We can like turn up, honestly.
Anyone call in right now? We need more guests.
Oh yeah, let's have
more people talking.
All the time.
This surely is an audio poison.
No, I don't. No, it's not. It's just beautiful. And
crosstalk is the only thing that makes Woody Allen movies good.
Stop.
Uh-oh. I don't know if anyone even heard that.
Stop.
What? Oh my god.
Okay, we're gonna play some more music. That's what we're gonna do.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Okay, right. Here we go.
Well, now we have to.
You clicked on the mic.
No food or drink anywhere
in Studio A.
Hey,
board exec. No water.
No soda.
Gum. No.
No gum.
Soda. No.
Seriously. No.
Hang on.
A studio
okay,
in
ready?
Anywhere.
1, 2, 3.
No food or drink anywhere in Studio A. No water. No soda. No gum.
Period.
Seriously.
Love the exec board. Rose, what songs did we hear?
We first was Bekai's pick. Why don't you introduce it?
Yeah, so that was a Chopin waltz. It's one of his more famous ones, Opus 64, number 2. It's actually a piano piece I'm trying to learn right now, and it sounds kind of difficult, but it's actually pretty straightforward to learn because there's a lot of repetition in that piece. It has an A, B, C, B, A, B structure. So, like, the same thing repeats often, pretty much.
G-G-B-A-B-E repetition thing? That's a reference for Jen and Miguel.
Wow! I got it.
I did not get that reference.
Can I just say that you have had, like, of all, like, in the show, you have, like, had, like, some of the best flavor text I have ever seen with, like, music that I asked, like, put people on the spot with, because people will be like, it's a song. I like.
It's an MP3 file.
And like, but like, you just like have like a something. Like, honestly, kudos.
Because he's a fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
I mean, I'm wearing old pants right now, so.
But are they
Tell
still fancy?
Tell us more about your pants.
So my pants are from Banana Republic. Probably got them when I was in high school. They're a bit faded.
Someone besides you took them off.
I honestly, Honestly, bruh.
Okay, I'm gonna combo cancel this one into "Say Sue Me" by "Good People" by Say Sue Me. This is one of the new singles. DJ Tuesday and I can talk about this one. What do you want to say before I say things?
You know more about the actual background to the band, so you can start with that.
Okay, they're a Korean surf rock band labeled out by Damably. I found out about them through Otoboke Beaver, which is definitely a Japanese punk girl band you also need to check out. They're going to be playing next month at the Middle East Upstairs. Both DJ Tuesday and I are definitely planning on going. So, yes, definitely check them out.
It's gonna be lit. Heard about it.
I don't know. Let's not say these kind of things if we don't know if that's true.
Well, no, they might not be, but you two will.
Well, yeah, me too. Yeah, sign autographs.
That's what I meant.
No photos, though. Hard line.
I wouldn't mind photos. I'm not photogenic, but I like getting photos taken of me.
I don't know if I'll be there, but feel free to take photos of me.
Wherever.
That's a kettle.
Just wherever.
I'm not sure you want to open.
I don't know if...
Don't, because I live with her, and I don't want photos taken.
I mean, I think it's also generally good that you might want to, like, meet her first and not just be like, oh, photos.
Yeah. Come on and talk to me. I'm friendly. I'm friendly. I'm friendly.
Love the exec board.
Love the exec board.
Okay.
Love the exec board. Love us.
Please.
Love us.
Our donations drive is happening soon, so have fun with that. Yeah.
Have fun with that.
And we are going to be playing some more music.
We want a gift, but only if it's money.
Or your love.
Or support. Love.
And support.
Or money.
Or money. Please, money.
Money or your love.
Bury me with my money.
Potentially time.
Yeah, we asked
because time
too.
Is money, that's for sure.
Hey. All right, we're going to play some music.
No, I can't go back.
Here I had to sell my home. Too proud to leave, I was
You go. We're gonna put this back on. Hope you guys enjoy the last core of songs. Reminder that you're reaching the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. First one was Blues Pig. Why don't you talk about it?
It's called Downeaster Alexa by Billy Joel, and it is about fishing.
I thought it was about Mothman.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. God. I like the idea of not yet on that.
So it's basically about how it's difficult to be a fisherman, like, these days, and it takes place sort of in Long Island Sound, which is where I spend my summers fishing as well, so it was a cool song for me to discover. And I've been driving DJ Remedy.
Yep.
I've been driving DJ Remedy absolutely crazy with it, because it's also one that gets stuck in your head a lot.
Oh, if I hear the first couple of bars of it, it will be no joke stuck in my head for a month.
You're welcome.
I mean, of all songs, it's not like the
worst.
No,
it's a good song. It's a good song.
Okay, next is DJ Remedy's pick. Why don't you talk about
that? It's Kyoko from the album Tree of Knowledge by Yogurt Box. Yogurt Box only ever made one album, and it was this one. It's from a soundtrack for a video game that doesn't exist. A dating sim in which you would, like, I don't know,
date
folks. Yeah, that's generally how those go.
Yeah, sometimes there's a gimmick that brings us everyone together. Like, oh no, I happen to be living in an apartment complex with all these girls. What's a guy to do?
Or exactly,
girl,
yeah.
Whoever your self-insert is, but you know what they are trying to do.
You know what they're trying to do.
Yeah. A non-zero amount of time versus time travel.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, got people coming in. Thank you guys so much for coming. We're going to be putting on Patrick's pick in the meantime as people get set up and as the hour comes to a close. And thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weather. Might snow this week.
Rose.
So let's go.
Sorry. DJ what? Tolstoy. DJ Tolstoy.
Yeah.
What is this last song?
It is Tashaltana 7. It's Patrick's pick. And I hope you guys enjoy.